and welcome. It is 2 p.m. on this gorgeous, gorgeous Friday afternoon, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash, and I am your host, Erin, or DJ LFN, you may know me by. I went by that for a couple years, I think. It's actually so funny. I see people posting anniversaries of their shows, and I genuinely have like no idea when I started Whiplash. It kind of started as one show, then kind of it melded into something else and then became Whiplash. And now this is what it is. I lost a co-host in the process, but anyway, let's celebrate every Friday like it's the birthday of Whiplash. I don't know, I love it so much, and I love coming in here. And actually, I got such a sweet, sweet message last week, I believe. I got sent a voicemail from someone who was tuned into the show, and they were saying, surprise, surprise, how great of a music taste that I have, and what great energy I have. My, what big eyes you have, what big ears you have, what big teeth you have. But anyway, it's always really nice to hear that kind of stuff, because I don't know, sometimes I feel like I'm speaking out to the void. It's nice when the void talks back to me. But I come on here for my own enjoyment, and at the same time, I hope that you're enjoying it as well. The next hour, I kind of threw together, so I hope it sounds kind of cohesive. It's kind of all over the place, but I think it's really fun, as I always do, because I'm the one who makes it. But yeah, if you ever do have anything to say, you hate my show, you love my show, you want a particular song, you can always head to cfrc.ca. My Spotify is linked there with all my playlists. Boo Spotify, I know, I get it, but that at the same time, that is what I use. But I don't pay for it, so take that as you will. The Whiplash Instagram is also attached there. I think it's whiplash.cfrc or underscore cfrc, something like that. Sometimes I post some fun promo images. I let you know when I'm live or if I have new content for you. Stuff like that if you want to follow along. Yeah, I kind of love making those promo images and stuff like that. I hope that you like them as well. But anyway, yeah, so thank you so much to that person for leaving such a nice message. That was very, very sweet of you. It made my day, made my week. I'll probably be thinking about that for a very, very long time. So anyway, yes, get into it. Up first is One of the Girls by, okay, I don't know if it's like Other or like Other, like Otha, or I don't really know. O-O-T-H-A. I really, really like this song. I think I found it on like a recommended for you kind of thing. And then after that, I have a song from Wolf Alice's latest album. And then we get into a new band and their only track released so far from Ontario, which I'll get into a little bit more later. And then after that, one of my favorite kind of autumnal songs to listen to. Your autumnal vibe might not be what mine is, but I consider this, I'll say it again, autumnal. There is an air of superiority rather than saying like fall. It's fall. But anyway, I love that song. But yes, and then I'm gonna get into Gilmore Girls. Oh my gosh, I have to talk about it. But anyway, this is One of the Girls by Other on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We got nothing.
Was Just a Western by Millifer Yanya and Boy Harsher. Of course, the Boy Harsher remix, because why would I choose anything else? I love Boy Harsher. Before that was Together by Closeout. That is their debut single ever as a band. They're from Ontario. I'm not quite sure where. They've played Toronto, Hamilton, London, so I'm assuming kind of down in that area. But something really cool. I think they had their first show about 7 months ago, maybe just over 7 months ago. And then not long after that, they opened for Soft Cult on their North American tour. That's pretty awesome. I'm definitely going to keep a close eye on them. They are a shoegaze alt group, obviously, Ontario. And then before that was White Horses by Wolf Alice off of their 2025 album, The Clearing. I like that song. I'm not a huge fan of the album. I know that there are diehard fans here at the station. I love Wolf Alice. There are so many songs that I could name that I absolutely adore, but this album just didn't hit for me. And that's okay. That's okay when that doesn't happen. And then I started that set off with One of the Girls by Otha? I don't know. I had this conversation before. Actually, I want to bring attention to how much I love being here on Whiplash. I just finished a midterm, and I have another midterm later on, but just because I love you, you love me, we're a happy family, I came here and just in between my midterms. How cool is that? thank you for listening. I just finished Gilmore Girls for the very first time, but it kind of in like a cheaty way. I usually have seen, I've seen Gilmore Girls about two times maybe, from the first to the fourth season, and then I always kind of stop when Rory goes to university. And I don't know why. I think it happens with all shows. It gets to about the fourth season and I go, ugh, I hate this. I hate all of you. I hate what's going on. With Gilmore Girls, it's kind of valid. All of their characters kind of get written really weirdly. But yeah, so this time I started at season 4, the beginning, and then I watched to the end of season 7. And I do have to say, season 7 was a bit of a drag. We went on quite a roller coaster between season 5 and season 7. Not sure I enjoyed it, and I usually do enjoy roller coasters. The writing got kind of poor, however, it is, I'm so happy with myself for this accomplishment of wasting however many hours of my life. So I finally finished it. And now I'm back to watching Sex and the City. So, who knows? But yes, so now I can fully engage in those conversations and stuff, or understand the stuff that I see online about Gilmore Girls. And I'm just really happy because I love knowing stuff. But yeah, up next is Dust by Snuggle, and then a new track by Fan Club Wallet, Blood Orange, and then some more Canadian artists after that.
Changing, orange flames are eating the remains.
Just heard Cupid's Trick by Elliot Smith, and before that was Katie Krule by Aura Kogan off her album Formless, which I highly, highly recommend you go listen to. It's so good. And I think she's from out in Victoria area, I think. And then before that, you heard Tell Me by Sassy 009, so Sassy 009, and Blood Orange, which just came out October 16th, which was a couple days ago. It was yesterday, yeah. And then before that was Know You Anymore by Fan Club Wallet. Another new one. And then, oh my gosh, look at that. Another new one. It was Dust by Snuggle off of her album Goodbye House. And yeah, she's a cool artist from Copenhagen. So I hoped you liked that. We are entering the latter half of my show today. I hope that you've really enjoyed it. We're going to kind of pick up speed a little bit for the rest of today. But yes, I feel like I had something else to say, but I cannot think of it because I am studying for a midterm very passively right now, interviewing and counseling. So if you would like to be interviewed or counseled, please let me know and I can practice on you. Just kidding. That's not legal or ethical, I think. So forget that I said that. But because I can't remember what else I was going to say. Oh, yes, I remember. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, go to Kingston Symphony Orchestra's Instagram or Facebook or whatever web pages they have. They are having a kind of like physical media sale as a fundraiser somewhere on Sir John A, I think in a warehouse, maybe by Boiler Room. So whatever that little complex is across from like Loblaws and whatever. They're having a sale. They're selling CDs, DVDs, and records to raise funds for the Kingston Symphony Orchestra. So if you have a few hours, you don't have anything to do, go check them out. However, check it out after me because I will be rating it. And I'll be very, very upset. They posted a little snippet video and there's some things that I want to take a peek at and I hope that I get. So, yeah. Go help them out with a cause and help yourself out. Literally, records are like $8. CDs are like a couple bucks. DVDs are $1. Like, every little bit helps. Yeah. So up next is On Division Street by Nation of Language. And then I have new Courtney Barnett, new Jean, and then I will come back on. But yeah. On Division Street, which reminds me of Kingston, only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm sorry. Culture guy, you hear him call.
That was Look What You Did by Jean, J-E-E-N. And before that was Stay In Your Lane by Courtney Barnett, a single that she's been teasing for the past couple weeks that she just dropped a few days ago. And before that was On Division Street by Nation of Language. We have come to the end of Whiplash today. I only have one song left for you. I really hope that you've enjoyed today's show, and if you haven't, that's okay. Next week will be completely different. I always really hope that you've enjoyed today's show. I'm thinking for the next 2 weeks, maybe I'll do some Halloween-y stuff. Obviously, Whiplash falls on Halloween 2 weeks from now, 2 Fridays from now. So I'm super, super excited for that. But who knows? Maybe I'll do 2 weeks. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But, I will leave you with pop culture update of the week. If you've somehow managed to miss it, it is said that Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau, the former Prime Minister of Canada, are officially an item. So, I think that's where I'm going to leave you for today. Please follow me on Whiplash_CFRC on Instagram and let me know things that you like, things that you don't like, things that you want to hear, things that you don't want to hear. But the last song for today is This World Couldn't See Us by Nabaha Iqbal off of her album Dreamer. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
The Queens Gaels are back in the OUA playoffs. Their journey to the